you done to it?
WFMU.
No! It can't be! What have you done, you maniac? No!
Anything you want to tell us, Mr. T?
This is Robert Plant, and you've been led astray by Chris T on WFMU. Freeform at its finest.
Communication breakdown.
I will lay you out as soon as look at you.
Too much concern for money to burn. Too many things to do.
I want to get drunk and pass out.
Now you don't need me, and I don't need you. Communication breakdown.
Now that's fucking progress.
Communication breakdown. One by one, they fell. Now the leaves of love cling to the ground. Communication breakdown.
I want to pass out.
Communication breakdown.
You son of a bitch.
Too much too soon, too much temptation in a hurry.
Are you shitting or going blind?
It's a sad situation. Too much worry.
You're on foot or horseback.
I can tell that it's over now. Communication breakdown.
You vow fucking love.
Communication breakdown.
Fuck, no.
There it goes. Communication breakdown.
You may need to clean the wax out of your hose.
Communication breakdown.
Man might use that time to put some stink on his Johnson.
When it's right, it's so right. When it's wrong, it's so wrong. When it's gone, it's all gone. It's too late. Communication breakdown.
I don't swim in that shit.
Communication breakdown.
This whole place smells like shit.
I can tell that it's over now. Communication breakdown. Communication breakdown.
Why don't you learn to talk American? Save us all a lot of fucking trouble.
Would you kindly shut your fucking mouth.
You have to use so many cuss words.
The fuck are you talking about?
Okay, dude. Have it your way. Take her easy, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hello, my name is Chris T. Welcome to my program, Communication Breakdown. I don't know who the hell that guy is, but why are you giving me the fisheye, buddy? What did I do to you? I'm sitting here across from Plaza Classic Cars Incorporated, watching some old, disheveled, run-down, beat-up, piss-stained, toothless man. I believe he's a man. Smoking a cigarette and moving the dirt around. He's sweeping with not one, but two kinds of brooms. It's currently 3:20 on Saturday afternoon in Hoboken. It's Ascension Day, the day between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, when Jesus rose. And I'm toying with the idea of heading over to the station to WFMU to work a little bit on the show, the new show, Communication Breakdown, the one you're listening to now. I haven't really decided what's going to go into the first one yet, but maybe this recording will. It's been a long time since I've done anything but a show involving real-time calls. So I'm a little at sea, as the expression goes, as to what to do on the program. Right now I'm going to get the car washed, so I should actually turn the radio off there so the antenna goes down. I want Communication Breakdown to be a show about just that. Communication breaking down, and the communication between you and I, you being the listener and me being the host, has certainly broken down. Although I was lucky enough to have somebody respond to my appeal and forward me their phone number via email. And I will be calling this gentleman, I believe his name is Tom, who wants to speak to me on the first ever Communication Breakdown podcast. You're listening to it at WFMU.org, where we are streaming audio 24 hours a day. We've been doing it for years. We stream in high-quality stereo, as well as Ogg Vorbis. We have tons of MP3 and real audio archives for you to download and listen to at your leisure. We're all about time shifting at WFMU. And this podcast, Communication Breakdown, is an experiment. We've been doing podcasts that are radio shows, but we haven't done a specially built podcast. I'm at the Triangle Car Wash. Going to get the weekly car cleaning here. $10, dollar tip. I never get the armor all on the tires. I'm not interested in putting that stuff on my tires. I'm sorry. I wanted to talk for a moment about the Terry Schiavo case. Schiavo, whatever the hell her name is. She may be no longer among us by the time you actually hear this podcast. Because as far as I know, they have not reinserted her feeding tube. And everybody has been weighing in on this subject. You know, everybody's got an opinion. It's like that old thing about, you know, opinions and assholes. Everybody's got one. And I'm of the opinion that we have seen the tipping point in this country, that finally the pendulum has swung too wide, that these stupid motherfuckers who are running things, who are trying to fuck me and you every chance they get, who are trying to fuck us consistently, fuck us when we're sleeping even, they finally have swung that pendulum, that old pendulum, too far with this bullshit. This utter bullshit about this woman who was an anorexic, had a heart attack, and the oxygen stopped flowing to her brain long enough to make her, you know, she's not all there. Most of her cerebral cortex has been missing for years, replaced by spinal fluid. Ew, that's disgusting. What the fuck? You mean to tell me if your cerebral cortex disappears, suddenly your brain pan fills with spinal fluid? It's like some sick fucking comic book. Be that as it may, apparently she expressed to her husband the desire that she not be kept alive artificially if she ever was in such a state, and her parents don't believe her husband. Her parents think her husband just wants her to die so he can marry some other broad. It's turning into such a fucking Greek tragedy. It's interesting to watch because I got to tell you, these Republicans, they always go too far. They're such greedy fucks. And when I say Republicans, you know, I know there's a lot of Democrats who are the exact same fucking way. Believe me, I know it. There's so many cowards out there. The only reason I still call myself a Democrat to this day is, what? I mean, what's the alternative? What am I going to say? I'm in the Green Party? Come on. That's not what a serious person does. I never know whether to leave the car running or shut it off during all this shit. Shut it off. I've got to finish up what I was going to say. And it was about Terry Schiavo and this obscene pageant that we're all being forced to witness right now. And the fact that this country is in the grip of a cabal, a fundamentalist Christian cabal, people who are out of their fucking minds, is really, really beginning to Well, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. There's no point in saying that. I'll keep my mouth shut. You're listening to Communication Breakdown on WFMU.org, a bi-weekly podcast. My name is Chris T., and you are welcome to email me, ct@wfmu.org. And if you want to send along your phone number as well, I guarantee anonymity if that's what you need. I can guarantee confidentiality if that's what you want. Do not worry. But we could set up a time when I could give you a ring, and we'll just talk. I got to pay for the car wash.
La puta, parece que fuera un bus, hijo de puta, de 50 pasajeros. No da nada este hijo de puta. Nada, ¿verdad? Sí, dale, dale, antiguo puta, no da nada.
¿Y la hora te da?
La hora.
Ah, car smells good. Let me put the old seatbelt on. Don't want to get pulled over. You know, one of the things that I can definitely say is a good thing to come out of the whole cell phone experience, the fact that cell phones are as ubiquitous as they are, a good thing to come out of it is that nobody suspects when they see a microphone clamped to your rearview mirror attached to some kind of device. They think that it's just a cell phone microphone and that the device is a cell phone of some kind. And it doesn't set off any alarms. Here I've got a microphone clamped to my rearview mirror, which is good because it means I'll be able to do more of this. Oh, there's another, look at this guy. Oh, I'm jogging in the street. I won't even jog on the sidewalk. I'm going to jog in the street because it's my right. Sometimes I become filled with such hatred for mankind. And then other times I'm filled with deep, deep, abiding love. It can change inside of 30 seconds. It can go from one to the other. And that doesn't mean that anything's wrong. I think that's fairly typical. I think most of us are like that. You know, sometimes we hate mankind, and then other times we feel deep, abiding love. But certain things will set me off. I'll see certain things, and it'll just make me, I'll just think, you dick. What the fuck? Am I actually? That was a close one. What is this guy selling? A bunch of crappy framed pictures, some old bath rugs, stupid lamp or two, bunch of garbage. Throw it out. That's not stuff to sell. That's stuff to put in the trash. All right. What are the odds there's still a parking space? It's 3:35, and I did not head to WFMU. I may head there tomorrow.
WFMU.
Get him off the stage, good dog. Get him off the stage.
Yeah, get me off the stage,
you dog. Get him off the stage, please.
Yeah, you get me off. Huh?
Get
him,
bless his heart. I love
him. You're a dog.
I love him.
Don't make me so good. You're a dog. This man is a dog. He's a dog.
Bless his heart.
You're a dog.
Bless his heart.
bless his heart. He's drunk, bless his heart, people. But you know, bless his heart. That's what it is. Love him. Take him off the stage. Will somebody come up and get the man off the stage? Now, we're supposed to have security and all this, and well, now I want somebody to get the man off the stage. Bless his heart. I love him. Now, play the song, guys.
You are experiencing a communication breakdown on WFMU.org.
Everybody, the way they boo fucking Grippy and everybody else. And you motherfuckers, all you motherfuckers with a fucking pen and a fucking tape recorder, you can fucking turn it on and take it upstairs to the fat man. Okay? Because I'm fucking sick of this fucking shit. A negative fucking bullshit. You got it? Everything that you guys read, write, these motherfuckers read, these dumb motherfuckers in the seats. Yeah, you turn it on. Turn it on, you greasy cocksucker. All, they read everything that you fucking write. And we hear the same fucking lines, you know what I mean? Fucking negative motherfuckers. No wonder you're fucking carrying a pad of fucking paper around. You ain't worth a fucking shit to do anything else. Motherfuckers.
She said if you liked it, why don't you call me back? She said if you liked it, why don't you come on back? 'Cause you can ride free and you don't gotta worry about me. I cry alone and I whisper when I speak. I said I don't want to be, I don't want to be that motherfucker. I don't want to be, I don't want to be that motherfucker. Who can make you so blue you become mean? When the devil needs help, why does he always call me? Be careful what you give me, I might not give it back. Be careful what you give me, you might not get it back. The blame is better to give than it is to get. I can forgive, but I'll never ever forget. I said I don't want to be, I don't want to be that motherfucker. I don't want to be, I don't want to be that motherfucker. Who can make you so blue you become mean? When the devil needs help, why does he always call me? I don't want to be that motherfucker. I don't want to be, I don't want to be that motherfucker. Who can make you so blue you become mean? When the devil needs help, why does he always call me?
My name is Chris T, and you are experiencing a communication breakdown on WFMU.org.
This woman should not be talking on a cell phone while trying to make that maneuver. That was really stupid. My God. You know, I have gotten to the point, and by the way, you're listening to Communication Breakdown, WFMU.org. I've gotten to the point where I just don't want to leave the house on Sundays. You know, I don't want to leave my apartment on Sundays. Sundays, I like to really just spend the day at home. There's enough stuff around in my place to keep me busy. So far, the traffic has been moving pretty well. Car is running great. I got some things I got to do to this car before the warm weather arrives. I got to do a flush and fill. I got to swap out this antifreeze. And I got to see about going to a waterless coolant. It's this new stuff they're making for diesel engines. Allows the engine to run hotter. Because that's what you want in a diesel. You want the engine to achieve a certain operating temperature where you can more fully realize combustion. Because in a diesel, of course, you don't have spark igniting the fuel mixture in the chamber. All you've got is pressure, very high pressure. Oh, sure, there's a glow plug to get things started, but after that, it's just mechanical energy. I gotta say, I'm really loving having a diesel. I'm not thrilled about the way the price is going. I saw something yesterday where diesel was $2.16 a gallon. I thought that was just ridiculous. And I'm thinking seriously of putting a grease kit in this car. A friend of mine wants to start running on grease, waste vegetable oil. Which is, you know, it's picking up. I'm not going to say it's a movement in this country. It may be a movement in Europe. I'm doubtful that you could call it a movement here. But there are people who are actually doing it. You put a separate tank in your trunk that's heated. And you go up, you go around and you round up vegetable oil from greasy spoons and whatnot. And you filter it. You put it in your tank and you run your car on it. This is not a place where you need to come to a complete stop, you fucking asshole. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with people? Another guy on the cell phone and not a headset or anything, just holding the phone. All right, we're about to get on to I-95. I think I gotta have, you know, my transmission fluid check too. I want to make sure the tranny's shifting properly and the fluid's good. I think it's fine. You know, I'm not a big believer in changing fluids just for the sake of changing fluids. I think if things are running fine and the fluid's not burnt, you know, leave it in there. I think there's another Mercedes. 300D. Or is it the fabled 240? Tried to give the guy the old beep. He didn't see me. Of course, nobody on this fucking thing is doing the speed limit. Look at this jackass in the minivan loaded with kids with the New York plates. The Mercury Villager. Loaded with kids. Blasting past me. The guy's got to be doing 85-90. Shithead. I just don't know what is wrong with people. Here I am in the left lane, you know, going pretty fast. And what does this fucking Subaru do? Except get over on top of me. Fuck you too, you bitch. This woman just gave me the finger because she's a cunt. Amazing. Driving for a long time. I've been driving since I was 16. Got a learner's permit prior to that. I think I was 13 when I got a moped. And I rode a moped around for a few years until I got my first car. And there's part of me that loves driving and part of me that fucking hates it. People drive like they are in life. I mean, if they're stupid and selfish in life, that's how they drive. They drive in stupid, selfish ways. Like that woman back there in that Subaru, who, you know, if it was legal, I would like to kill. There I am, in the left lane, going at a nice clip, you know? And she's in the middle lane, and she puts on her blinker, and she comes over in front of me in the left lane. Except, she's not going as fast as I am. So suddenly, you know, I'm up her ass, and I've got to slow down considerably to avoid hitting her. And then she just sits there in the left lane, going fucking slower than I was. And I'm thinking, what are you doing, you stupid bitch? So, as soon as I can, as soon as there's a space available, I put on my right blinker, and I get over, and I go around her by getting into the middle lane. And at the same time, she tries to do the same thing. While I'm making this lane change, she puts on her blinker, and she tries making the same lane change ahead of me, which isn't going to work, because now I'm accelerating, and I'm actually passing her. So I pass her, and what does she do? She shoots me the finger, because she's a stupid cunt. I don't get this at all. I don't get it at all. Now, I gotta say about my driving style, a lot of people hate it. Friends of mine, I you know, I'm sure I make people nervous. I tend to drive fast. I know it's probably not the best thing in the world to do. But I like to think of myself as a swift driver. I drive swiftly. I don't drive fast, like, recklessly. Because fast to me means you're being reckless. I just want to get to where I'm going, and that's about it. So I drive swiftly. And there's nothing I hate more than people who can't get on board with that plan. You know, people who fuck everything up by going too slow in the left lane, or, you know, just making these wicked lane changes, doing these Jersey sweeps without any kind of warning at all, without any kind of blinker. There's a good friend of mine, his name is Bill, who had an excellent point one time. You know, it really made me think when he said, you got two ways to communicate with people when you're driving. You got blinkers, and you got a horn, and that's about it. Between the blinkers and the horn, those are really the only two ways you should be communicating with your fellow driver. And there are so many people out there who just won't use 50% of what's available to them in terms of automobile communication. They'll never use their fucking turn signals. Never. It's like they got a discount from Detroit or wherever they got their car because they ordered it without a signal stalk, you know? Just asinine. Really asinine. It's like they want to surprise you with where they're going. They don't necessarily want you to know. It's a gray, overcast day over here. Heading into Teaneck. Should be at my destination shortly. Easter Sunday fills me with ennui, as the French say. I could hardly give a shit about the day our Lord supposedly rose from the dead. Beyond the zombie aspects, the purely zombie aspects of the story, nothing about it really appeals to me, and it's been responsible for so much horseshit over the years. I know it's been responsible for good things too, but we're currently in the grip, as I was saying the other day, of this Christian cabal that I don't think anything good's going to come out of it. I don't see anything good coming out of all this. This current administration and the fact that it's in bed with these evangelicals. So Easter just doesn't do it for me. I mean, as a kid, I remember being into it because of the, you know, the Easter egg hunt and the candy and all that bullshit. But it's been a long time. My sister called me up on Friday, I believe it was. Yeah, it was Friday. It just took me by surprise. Called me on my cell phone and invited me up for Easter Sunday at her house in Connecticut. And I was like, there's no fucking way. I'm sorry. You know, I love my sister and I would love to see her and go up there. But the thought of, like, making that drive to wherever the fuck she is in Connecticut, 3-hour drive there and, like, a 3-hour drive back to sit there and eat a spiral-cut ham or leg of lamb or some fucking thing just doesn't appeal to me in the slightest. That's why I'm not there. I mean, if it was a case of, like, I had a 3-day weekend and I could go up there and stay over or whatever, you know. Now, I've got more than enough to keep me busy here in New Jersey, the Garden State. We are listening to Communication Breakdown, the specially built podcast. Chris T is me. And this show is going to be bi-weekly to start. And then, who knows, I might ramp up to a weekly show. Depends. I got to see just how much work is involved in putting this thing together. And I need some interaction with you, the listener. So no matter when you're listening to this program, I know it's all about time shifting. No matter when you're listening to it, I would like you to drop me an email, ct@wfmu.org. And if you'd like to be part of the show, you'd like me to give you a ring, I'm certainly willing to do that. Shoot me your phone number. I guarantee you confidentiality. I will not reveal your name if that's not what you want. And I will treat your phone number as if it were my own. I have arrived.
You're rolling on this shit.
Fuck it. God damn it.
Sucker.
Fuck.
Cocksucker.
Sorry, you asshole!
That sucks.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Cocksucker.
Unmistakably, this is television at its best.
Fuck it.
Cocksucker.
Cocksucker.
How about a fast one and we'll have it?
Oh, fuck me.
Jesus, God, that's awkward. What a fucking thing to stick in there.
Who the fuck cares?
What a fucking piece of shit.
Fuck this.
Fuck it. It's too long.
It ain't that fucking long, man. It's only that fucking long. You can find it in this.
What a piece of shit. Fucking cocksucker.
Hey, yo, wawa.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
All right.
On the ABC Sunday night movie, even nice girls get sucked.
Fucking asshole.
What a piece of shit.
Who wrote this?
Fuck. Cocksucker peanuts.
Men pay through the nose with a smile on their lips. It just takes four little words.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck me.
Fuck that fucking asshole. What a moron.
It's all there. You got any questions?
You're listening to Communication Breakdown on WFMU.org.
Yeah, those are all hacked. Yeah. Take care.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Do you have the new Depeche Mode record?
Yeah, it's over there. But it sucks.
Do you have the latest Pixies album?
Yeah, but it sucks. All that new stuff sucks, but it's over there.
You know, actually, I was thinking of getting into something vintage anyway. I don't know, maybe the Doors?
Really? Never had you figured for a Doors fan.
I'm not really a Doors fan, but sure, I'd like to get into them.
No, 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 my friend. Doors fans aren't made. They're born. I think right now in Africa, there's some guy madly beating on a drum. He's a Doors fan. Or an old lady on the bus sucking humbugs. She's a rider on the storm, but she ain't never heard the sounds. So what about you?
Well, I heard a record of theirs last night at a party.
Yeah?
And I've always liked Lover Madly.
Well, if you become a Doors fan, Lover Madly is the only song you won't like.
All right. I guess I should start with their greatest hits?
Hey! Greatest hits albums are for housewives and little girls. You're not serious. You don't want to be a Doors fan. Get out of my store. We're closed. Get out of
no,
here.
No, 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 no. I want you to show me the way.
Was that a Frampton reference in my store?
No, no, no. No lyrics. Just words. Just words. Words.
All right. If you want to be a Doors fan, you can't just go buy any album. It's scientific.
Sure.
You got to buy this. Waiting for the Sun. It's the departure point. Listen to it every night around dusk for about a month.
Sounds good, then what?
Who's playing bass?
No one.
No bass.
No bass?
That's right. The gypsies had no homes, the Doors had no bass. But don't let that scare you, my friend. Let that liberate you. Because when you're free-flying with the Doors, man, what do you need a safety net for?
Viva la Doors!
Viva la Doors! Right. Listen, there's a burden that every real Doors fan's got to live with. That's the fact that the greatest rock and roll band of all time is never going to play live again. Can't live in the past.
No, wait. There's hope. I heard once that Iggy Pop is going to front them, and the Doors are going to tour again.
Where'd you hear that?
Oh, I heard it somewhere.
Yeah? Read in your Precious Cream magazine, maybe? Well, it's not going to happen.
Well, how do you know that?
Because somebody told me.
Well, who told
me? Do you want to know who told me?
Oh, yeah.
Jim fucking Morrison told me. That's it.
New Depeche Mode album?
Sucks! I forgive you. Here. Take this. It's an 8-track tape. It's one of the last in existence. I want you to steal a car.
I have a car.
Steal a car.
Steal a car.
Get in it and drive west. Play the tape full blast. When the tape ends, get out and get into a fight. Then get back into the car and come to town and meet me at the Cargus Club.
What will you do?
I will let you in to the most prestigious hotel of all time.
Which is?
Morrison Hotel.
Then what?
Then you're going to be a Doors fan, man.
This is Communication Breakdown on WFMU.org.
I'm a normal red-blooded American man. I like to look at naked women. I love breasts. Any kind. I love them. Boobs, bazooms, balloons, bags, bazongas. The bigger, the better. Nipples like udders, nipples like saucers, big, pale, rosy brown nipples, little bitty baby nipples. Real or fake? What's the difference? I like tits. Who's kidding who? Tits are great.
WFMU. Here comes one now.
Shit, I thought you and I were friends. Oh shit, I guess this is what all our ends. Oh shit, I thought things were going well, but it hasn't turned, has as well, has it? Oh shit, back on some football. Oh shit, I want your loose on have lost them all. Oh shit, I guess that this time's the time, and it seems to know that I mind, don't it? Oh shit. I wish I'd known a bit more now. Oh shit, that you were such a cow. Oh shit, I wanna waste in my time. Oh shit, didn't have the wish, cause I mind face it. Your shit. Oh shit, I wish I'd known a bit more now. Oh shit, that you were such a fucking cow. Oh shit, I wanna waste it my time. Oh shit, just as I'm the wisdom, never be mine. Find it. Your shit. Admit, your shit.
Some coming attractions for the HBO show Deadwood.
Cocksuckers.
You two cocksuckers.
Gutless cocksucker.
Cocksucker upstairs.
He is a fucking cocksucker.
Let's get that cocksucker.
Cocksucker.
Fucking cocksucker.
Cocksucker. Cocksucker. Cocksucker. Cocksucker. Cocksucker. San Francisco cocksucker.
There's an invisible cocksucker next to you, and he's from San Francisco.
Huzzah!
Jesus, man, could you change the channel?
Fuck you, man. If you don't like my fucking music, get your own fucking cab.
I had a really rough...
Now pull up to the side and kick your ass out.
Man, come on. I had a rough night, and I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
Out of my fucking cab. Out of my fucking cab.
I don't fit in anywhere, man. I really don't. I don't agree with anything either. Not even what I just said. So I think you see the fucking problem here. I'm stranded without a fucking clue. And I'm going to say fuck 8 million times. So keep track. Somebody. My dad, Bill, do you have to say the F word in your act, son? Bob Hope doesn't need to use the F word in his act. Yeah, well, Dad, guess what? Bob Hope doesn't play the shitholes I play, all right? You put him in some of these joints, he'll have Emmanuel Lewis and Phyllis Diller 69 and as his closer. Just to get out of there alive.
I told my parents to fuck off.
What is that you've got written on your helmet?
W-F-M-U.
What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know very much, do you?
No, sir.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
Then how about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Yes, sir.
It's a hardball world, son. We've got to try to keep our heads until this peace craze blows over.
Aye, aye, sir.